Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Lesson 2. Blueprint for a Better World. God, in His love, chose special people and He gave them special information. They trusted in Him and were blessed and became a blessing for others. When we especially think of Abraham, who was told in Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, this is an important promise. Abraham, he became the father of a mighty nation. And out of this nation came the Messiah. And then it was fulfilled, what had been promised thousands of years before. Sunday, the God who hears. Abraham, then his son Isaac, grandson Jacob, and Jacob had 12 sons. They became envious of Joseph, sold him to Egypt as a slave, but he became the main person, the main figure in Egypt. Only the Pharaoh was beyond him. And then Joseph called the members of his family, about 70 people, with his father Jacob, to settle in Egypt. And they stayed there for 400 years, more than that. But Pharaoh did something they hadn't dreamed about in the beginning. The Israelites became slaves for the Egyptians. And then God called a special person, Moses. He was educated as a prince, should become Pharaoh, but then he did one bad thing and everything ended in a catastrophe. Moses, when he was 40 years old, he had to flee, otherwise he would have been killed, because he had killed an Egyptian. And then he was in the desert, lived with a farmer, and he had to care for the cattle of this farmer for 40 years. And then he saw this bush which burned and burned. It was on fire, and it continued to be on fire on and on and on. And then Moses came close to this bush, burning and burning and burning. And then he heard the voice, you will go to Egypt, and you will lead my people out of bondage. And Moses didn't want to be the leader for that. He said, that's good for nothing. They will not listen to me. But God told him, I've heard the cries of my people in Egypt. and I will do everything that you will be able to lead them into the desert, out of the bondage, out of slavery. And it happened exactly like that. Because of the 10 plagues, God worked miracles that the Israelites were freed.